3.7. 1.
So, we use a high-pressure water jet cutting quite a lot. The good thing about it is you don't need to do any finishing afterwards. The edges are virtually perfect, so they're especially good when you have intricate shapes.
Which would be difficult to finish otherwise.
That's right.
2.
Saw blades are obviously useless when you're cutting curved shapes.
That's right. And when you're using any sort of abrasive technique for cutting metal, it inevitably gets hot. And that can alter the properties of the metal around the cut, which can be a problem in some situations.
3.
The other problem with abrasive cutting is it exerts shear forces near the cut. So, sawing is not the best solution if you want to avoid altering the material.
The same applies to guillotining, presumably.
It does, yes.
4.
It's amazing to think that a water jet can cut through steel. You could imagine water cutting timber or soft, relatively soft material, but...
No, it's ideal for metals. Actually, it's not just water that's used. They sometimes add an abrasive powder to the water to increase the cutting power.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The water's obviously concentrated into a very fine jet. Depending on how it's set up, it can take out less than a tenth of a millimeter sometimes.
Really? Really?